Okay, so you're now going to talk us through the network city map. Do you want to explain a little bit about how this...
Yeah, Network City is a map that we have developed over a number of years, and it started out at a conference of the old London Multi Sector Council, which no longer exists. And what we asked people to do as they came in the door was to scribble their connections onto an A3 sheet, on which it was a very basic map of organisations. They then handed me that sheet, and I fed that into the software, the various connections as well. And the whole thing was projected up on a wall in the room, so people could actually see the map growing. I think it's a very basic question about network maps, is that unless people have seen how they are created or have some kind of awareness about those situations, it's much more difficult for them to associate with the map. So we find quite a number of people got interested in the whole mapping process after that. So we then developed up the basic map that came out of that at other events where we just added people. And by that time, we'd also picked up on the SumUp software, which is front-end software, questionnaire software that will feed the map. So we were able to put people who came up to us at other events onto the map immediately by just putting onto SumUp and getting them to answer a few questions then about the resources and the skills that they have. So the map has just grown from then over about a two-year period. And it's basically a map of people who are interested in mapping. So the way that the map works, let's go back here to the original map. That's quite difficult to head back there. Click on, take all that stuff out. Yeah. Basic Network City map just shows 192 elements are all connected together in some way. Some of these elements are very highly connected. They tend to be the people who have initiated the map. So myself and David Wilcox and other people who were the map initiators tend to be the most centered people on the map. And this is something you have to watch when you're doing network mapping, because initially your client will give you a set of contacts to be able to put on the map. So the whole map at that point is very client-centric. And it's only after a few iterations of exploring the extent of the networks that that will start to fade out. The size of node on Network City is measured by, it's between the centrality. So we've directly taken the between the centrality score and we associated that with size. And Kumi does that automatically. by the time you get to a map of this size, being able to show the clear patterns of connection is actually quite difficult because the whole thing looks like knitting. Right? So what we've done is actually we've just by the colouring, we've let the network connections fade a bit in the background. But you should then be able to explore the map by, say, clicking on a node and then pressing 1 on the keyboard, and that will show you that node's immediate connections. 2, clicking out from that to the rest of the map. So you will see how the map sounds. So you're growing outwards from that. Basically, what you have to do with a network map is to crash around and find these patterns of connections visually. There are ways of being able to measure clusters, to be able to show clusters by colouring, etc. But it will help you with that. But it's it's like almost exploring a geographic map, using it to show points of interest, and you can wander from one to another. The network map has a number of titles down at the bottom right-hand corner. Shows the number of elements, number of connections, and the average degree. The average degree is really a measure of how connected the map is. And that is really useful. Because a lot of the projects where network mapping is being applied, connectivity is one of the main purposes of the project. You know, you want the community to be more connected, you want agencies to act less in silos, to work with each other, etc. So the having some idea of how connected the whole map is really useful, because you can then see at the start of the project, we were less connected. At the end of the project, connectivity was much better, and at least some of that is down to the project. The bottom left of the map, we have filters which can show the various interests that have been expressed by people in the survey, and then the sector or role that they come from. And by using by clicking on the various titles there, it will filter out only those elements on the map. Again, you can use complex searches, which means using a little rocket ship on the right-hand side of the search line, and that will allow you then to build a series of rules around which you search the map. And it will then throw you up only the nodes that conform to these rules. You can transfer directly from this map into a geographic map. And what Kumo will do is it will place the nodes onto a map depending on the postcode. You can also use geographic coordinates, a map coordinate as well, and you can use the full postal address. But we tend to use postcodes.
Okay. You don't have to convert that yourself to longitudinal and latitude.
It will do it. There are some problems with that actually, and that sometimes that postcode will end up in France. Just occasional, for some reason I can't explain, right? Or in Illinois. It's not absolutely 100%. You have to check that and see how it's working. But this then shows the geomap. And we've narrowed this down to central London. So what Kumu is doing is placing the nodes on an OpenStreetMap background. At this sort of level, what we tend to do is to remove the connections, because it becomes very confusing, because you have all cluster connections and you're also trying to read the geographic map. But on the other hand, if you were to take David Wilcox here and use one to step out, it will then show you his immediate connections on the map of the world. Now it's expanded to map of the world because David has connections over in the States. Maybe we cut that out. David Wilcox's connection here, you'll see, has a video embedded in, so we can play that video. I hope. Using video like that is a really useful way of getting people to tell you what they do. So in Croydon, for instance, we got community connectors to just tell people what they did on the map. For some reason, this is stuck. Right.
We can use another example.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Network City map, it's only David that has that.
Okay. So. Yeah.
I'll show you the Croydon one. Yeah, I'll do that. Get away from this now.
I'm gonna stop this.
Yes, please.